Ingrid Lobrock and the EOS Chamber Orchestra, a very large orchestra conducted by Suzanne Blumenthal. Piece entitled Dreamt Twice from the album Dreamt Twice, Twice Dreamt, featuring Ingrid Lobrock at, of course, saxophones and compositions. The featured soloists within the orchestra for that: Sam Pluka at electronics, Corey Smythe at the keyboard, and Tom Rainey at the drums. An intact release from 2020, and Ingrid will be performing tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken, within the Vision Festival in a smaller formation, quartet formation, but tapes will be involved as well. Prior to that, brand new music from Matt Mitchell and Kate Gentile from the Snark Horse release, an 6 CD release, just out on the Pi recording label, featuring the pianist and the drummer composing and performing within a varied size ensemble, all part of the Snark Orchestra, hence the name of the release, Snark Horse. We heard the piece Elegiac Foldouts Gluey Clamor, and it featured Kate at drums and percussion, Matt Mitchell at keyboards, of course, Davey Lazar at trumpet, piccolo trumpet, and some cornet work on the release, Matt Maneri at viola, and Brandon Seabrook at guitar. Again, just out on the Pi recording label. Prior to that, out a little while ago on the Pi recording label, of course, Anna Weber, something from Idiom, the large ensemble disc, one of two discs, of course. That was Idiom 6, Movement 2, and, of course, Anna Weber at tenor saxophone, flute, and bass flute on the release, and Eric Wobbles conducting the large ensemble. And it's just been announced that this project will be performing live at the Roulette in Brooklyn, has just announced a few concerts for September, and on the 23rd, Anna Weber will be there with the large ensemble on the 23rd of September. Also announced, sidebar, Mary Halverson with two new projects performing live at the Roulette on September 8th and 9th. Prior to Anna Weber, we heard from the Telepathic Band, headed up by Daniel Carter at saxophones and clarinet, Patrick Hopkins at the clarinet, Matthew Putman at piano and keyboard, Hillard Green at the bass, and Federico Ugi, at the drums. From Telepathic Memories, a 577 release, Daniel Carter's own imprint there, of course, and that was a piece entitled None Zero. Groove 77 started at us, that last set off with from William Parker, and from the new release, A Painter's Winter. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the web, and playlists, full listings of all the music played here in the program are available at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
To start off the next set, some brand new music, another trio recording, as mentioned, from William Parker. This time featuring alongside Gerald Cleaver at the drums, and Ava Mendoza is at electric guitar throughout. A brand new release out on Fidelity, Mayan Space Station. And from that release, we're going to hear Rocas Rojas, all right here in Jazzamuck. We'll be right back.
Beep. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Matt Mitchell working with another drummer there, namely Dan Weiss at drums and piano on the release as well. Matt Mitchell, of course, at the piano in Prophet 6 from Dan Weiss's album Natural Selection, released on the Pi recording label a year and a half ago now or so. Today is Wednesday, Tomorrow was the name of the piece we heard, and it featured two pianists. In fact, Matt Mitchell at piano and Chris Taborn at the piano, Ben Maunder at guitars, Trevor Dunn at electric bass, and Dan Weiss compositions, drums, and other things. Prior to that, from 1992, Jerry Grinnelli and a piece entitled Coming Through Slaughter from the album A Song I Thought I Heard Buddy Sing, released on the Evidence recording label in 92, which is the year in which it was recorded as well. Jerry Grinnelli, the great drummer at drums and leading the project and providing compositions. Alto saxophone, Kenny Garrett with Anthony Cox at the bass. Jerry Grinnelli, of course, at drums. Jerry's son, Anthony Grinnelli, at the electric bass. Robin Ford, at the guitar. Also a guitar, Bill Frizzell and some banjo work, and the great Julian Priester at the trombone. Coming Through Slaughter, once again, from A Song I Thought I Heard Buddy Sing, of course, inspired by Ondaatje's literary work. Prior to that, Ceramic Dog and a piece from Hope, recently released on the Northern Spy recording label. Mark Rebo compositions and guitars, of course, and vocal work. Shahzad, Ismaili at the keyboards and bass and backing vocals as well, and Chess Smith at drums, percussion, electronics, and backing vocals. That was Bertha the Cool, an instrumental piece, as a matter of fact, and I will point out that Shahzad Ismaili will be performing within the Vision Festival this weekend, a solo performance on tomorrow night, Saturday night, which is celebration and remembrance of the wonderful musician, artist, visionary Milford Graves. So looking forward to that. Again, that's streaming live at thevisionfest.org. Prior to that, Waves of Elevated Horizontal Forces, Wadada Leo Smith composition, and performed by Smith along with Milford Graves at the drums and Bill Laswell at the bass, from the box set Sacred Ceremonies, released on the Finnish TUM recording label. Wadada Leo Smith trumpet, Bill Laswell bass, and Milford Graves drums and percussion. Prior to that, from the seminal recording Ask the Ages, Sonny Sherrick leading his quintet for a piece entitled Many Mansions, his quartet, I should say, with Sonny Sherrick at electric guitar. That's one. Pharoah Sanders at tenor and soprano saxophone. That's two. Elvin Jones at the drums. Three. And four. Charnette Moffat at acoustic bass, released on the Axiom recording label and produced by Bill Laswell. Prior to that, as mentioned, starting off that set, Mayan Space Station was the name of the release. We took a piece, Rocas Rojas, and it featured William Parker at bass, Eva Mendoza at electric guitar, and Gerald Cleaver at the drums. And that was that set. This is Jazz and Mock right here on CKUT on a Friday morning, the People's Power Station right here in Montreal. And you can find us online at ckut.ca. Before we go, I want to remind you again about the Vision Festival, which is ongoing tonight and tomorrow night. And you can catch Fly or Die, Jamie Branch's project, of course. And that is tonight with Chad Taylor sitting in at the drums. And also this evening, David Murray's Octet Revival with the likes of D.D. Jackson at the piano, David Murray, of course, tenor saxophone, Vincent Chancy, French horn. That's at 9:30 tonight. This is all online at visionfestival.org. Tomorrow night, Joe McPhee Octet. My goodness. Shahad Ismaili at 6:30 following the octet, and then John Zorn in a duo setting. John Zorn playing alto saxophone, which is a rare occurrence, alongside Laura Cromwell at drums. And
listening to It Could All Be So Simple on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's episode will be a part of a three-part series on the student experience with isolation, conducted through interviews that will tackle the subject of relationships, mental health, and unlikely connections during the time of confinement. Today, I'll be airing interviews from three first-year students from McGill, who'll be talking about their experiences entering the world of university, living in Montreal, studying online, and trying to find a place for themselves in the city in the midst of a pandemic. In our next episode, I'll be talking with international students who studied and self-isolated in Spain, France, and America. And for our final episode, I'll be talking to students who were applying to and graduating from college in the midst of the pandemic. This is the COVID Campus Chronicles, Episode 1, The McGill Diaries.